Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore. I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Prepaid Legal More Success Team special group call. We do this call the very first Monday of every month to help you guys better enhance your group business and to truly focus and solely focus on the group marketing aspect of Prepaid Legal. We've got an extremely exciting call lined up for you guys this evening, so I'm going to get off the line and get out of the way and go straight out to Ada, Oklahoma to Platinum Four Executive Director, Original Millionaire Club member, $500,000 income earner. But most importantly, he's the leader of the More Success Team, and he's my pawpaw, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Pawpaw, are you there?
Yes, son, I'm right here. Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate it. Good job. You know, it is exciting tonight. You know, still a little sad about Wilburn, but I know where Wilburn's at. He's right up there, and if God's letting him do it, he's doing a presentation right now, and I wouldn't be surprised he's not trying to talk him in the notion one way or the other, Alan. But, you know, tonight, folks, we have a great trainer. I mean, a number one trainer, senior group vice president for the state of Missouri, $100,000 ring earner, millionaire club member, a silver executive director, and I could just go on, but it'd take up too much of his time. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor and privilege to introduce you tonight, my friend, Mr. Alan Roman.
Ken Moore, thank you so much. And Jeremy also, I am privileged. I can't tell you how privileged I am to be on your call. You know, I've always looked up to you and Wilburn, and, you know, I remember one of the times when you've come to St. Louis, and, I mean, I consider myself an old-timer in the business. I've only been in for 12 years, but I'm cut out of the same mold that I feel like you are, and that's about pressing the flesh, and it's a people business, and that's really what guides me. So I really I appreciate it. I'm honored to be on the call tonight. Let me tell you a little bit about my background first. Before Prepaid Legal, I was in the fashion jewelry industry. That's costume. We started off family business doing engravable jewelry. We're in almost every major department store in the country. And I was an executive vice president of the company and was involved in the product design and sales and hiring a sales force. And this product was a unique product. It was all engravable jewelry. And I've always liked item-y type of things. And it's really what drew me to Prepaid Legal after I bought the membership. Someone sold me the membership. Then I used it. I got excited about how what the product did because I'd used attorneys before. And then I looked at the income opportunity on the business side. I was attracted to group. So that's really in the fact that Prepaid Legal was a unique product. I wouldn't see myself coming and going. So right after I joined, I really started in the CDL division, and I'm still a CDL trainer also. I have about 15 trucking companies, and I was on a flight one day to Chicago, and a guy sitting across from me asked me what I did, and I just joined the company on the business side. And I said, I was with Prepaid Legal, and he said, I think I've heard of that. And he got up to go to I was on Southwest Airlines, you know, that used to be on Southwest. The front seats faced each other. And he asked me what I did, and he said that he thought he heard of the company. Well, it turned out he owned a trucking company. Long story short, I set up an appointment to go up and see him. And I ended up opening him before I'd been group trained but not CDL trained. Then I had to find Eddie Morgan because I only had 3 weeks before I would do the enrollment. So I ended up opening the company. The owner fringed the CDL plan to all of his company drivers and half-fringed it to all of his owner-operators. So that was the first group that I ever opened, and I remember getting a letter from Mr. Stonecipher, you know, congratulating me because I sold over 30 memberships that day. Speaking of Mr. Stonecipher, mean, I can't go any further without talking about him, because this is one of the only companies. I kind of just want to start and lay things out on the group side that, you know, I don't know of any other company where the founder of the company writes us a blank check at the beginning of every month, and we can fill in how much we want that check to be. I mean, where else can you go and have the owner of the company write you a blank check, and then you fill in how much you want to make? And also where you can go and make from 24 to 32, 40 to 48% commission, and you promote yourself. See, these are the kind of things that turn me on and drive me, and especially now that we have this new group compensation plan that I'm going to talk a little bit about today also. But, Ken, I consider myself that I'm a, you know, I'm part of the system. I'm a product of the system of prepaid legal. And I wrote this in my my profiles of success. It was a recent quote from Robert Kiyosaki, and it says, to be a leader, you must keep practicing, keep taking feedback, keep improving until you get until you have the ability to get the response you want. And really, that's all I've done. I mean, I've failed my way to the top. I've tried to copy some of the best people, and I'm always trying to tweak what I'm doing in order to increase my closing percentages, you know, every month to get better and better. So I'm going to kind of go through some things I outlined tonight to talk about, if that's okay. And, you know, we sell memberships for income and residual income, which is our book of business, and we build an organization for wealth. And I became a master of the membership. I mean, our product helps people every day. And I was on Dave's, just so everyone knows, I'm part of Dave Savula's organization, and a week ago Sunday, I was on Dave's call, Sunday night call, like your call, and I had our provider law firm from Missouri on it. And the reason was, is that on December 31st, we had our first tornadoes introducing the year 2011. Then on April 21st, we had another set of tornadoes. And then Joplin got hit terribly. And, in fact, I had three associates that actually went through the tornadoes. One of them got two broken ribs and lost her home. And I was so proud of our law firm because they put out a public service announcement. See, that's what I think our company is all about. We help people. We provide equal access to people. And every single day we're helping people, and because we live in a do-it-yourself society. And I've been able to tap into that when I go out and I do enrollments. So the group division, I think, is a ED making machine. And I don't know if on your group call that you've done, if y'all have gone over the new comp plan on the group side, but that's how I made silver ED.
Alan, we'd love for you to do that. Excuse me to interrupt. We would love for you to go over that.
Okay, very good. So we now have basically two compensation plans. We have a recruiting plan side, and we have a group side to our compensation plan. So what happens is people can move up on the group side, and I call this I'm working on this whole thing that I'm using in my group schools is that people who do recruiting need to have EDs in their organization. And to find some group people who are good at doing group, and I'll talk about how to become good at doing group. From my point of view, when you recruit somebody, you should get them to group school because that's going to help that person learn the product and try to wean them from the DVD. Because I, Ken, I don't know if you know this, but in St. Louis, I call my APT an AA meeting for DVD-dependent people. I want to get them off the DVD and get them to learn the product because I believe once you know the product and how to connect with your friends, your family, and your neighbors, or to group people, then that's when you're going to have people who are going to stay with your organization. So we now have a compensation plan on the group side. And, in fact, you can move up to, for example, today, to become a manager, you need 3 senior associate legs on the recruiting side and 100 organizational sales. But on the group side, once somebody sells 50 memberships, of which 75 are group, 75% are group, then they're going to become a manager. And those are accumulative. Now, if they do it in 1 month, they will have made executive director, and they qualify for executive director the next month. To get to director on the group side, you only need 150 personal sales. Now, it could take a little while, and you're going to need some training, and you're going to need to go out with a field trainer. But we now have an opportunity to go out and find insurance agents people who have circles of influence, financial planners that we can add to our organizations so that we can develop what I call this ED making machine. And I think it's going to be really important moving forward because I see that the new focus of where the company is going, my gut tells me we're back focused on the membership and the sales of the membership. So we have a new compensation plan so that our associates, I call them agents in my organization, can move up through the comp plan by selling memberships. You need 25 at senior associate. You need 50 at manager. And once you start, one of the qualifications, by the way, is that you have to go to group school within the first 45 days. And once that happens, then the computer will know from your sales where you are. And on the executive director level, you need 50 to make ED. If you sell 75, you make bronze. If you get sell 100, this is what we call lives on the insurance side. So that's Social Security numbers. If you sell 100, you make you make silver ED, and 150 is gold, and 200 is platinum. So if you can find people who want to do and who are good at going into groups, it's a great opportunity to move up the organization. So we're giving people options, which is a great way when somebody comes on board we're giving people options. What do you want to be with the company? So let me kind of go on and talk a little bit about once you bring somebody in, what you want to do with them. From my point of view, you want to get somebody to group school. And the reason is it teaches the product and how to approach somebody professionally. And as I said earlier, it helps to wean a newbie off of using DVDs. And then from there, you want to plug your new people into group field trainers. And I heard you on the group call this morning talking about group field trainers. It is so important to go out with a group field trainer because it's, and I'll give an example. Like I have an organization in Dallas, and I could go down and work with that organization, but instead I plugged my people in Dallas in with, like, Mark Seguin or with Kevin Taylor or someone down there that's already doing group. And if I have to give up half the apps to someone else, even though I'm a group trainer and I could go down there, I'm leveraging my time in my own market, and I'm having someone in my organization. I feel like I just don't want to be penny wise and pound foolish, because I'm more important. It's more important to me in the big picture of having someone locally within a market who they can tap into. Someone in my organization can pick up the phone and can get to them a lot quicker to go help them call on accounts. I hope that makes sense to everyone, because I know that, I've thought it through. I mean, I've driven to Chicago. I've gone to Dallas before, but I've really learned over time, let someone in that marketplace train my people, and in the long run, I've had much better success from that. So local approved field trainers, how do you find that? You go to the group website, and all the state field trainers are out there. And again, I think it's so important to get someone who's close to where the person lives, whether they're on your team or not. I just think that that's the best way. And if you can't find somebody who is an approved field trainer that's close by, then you want to go to the top producers list that's on your website, so that you can see in your state who is a top producer, who's what I call walking the walk. I think it's important that everyone be on the group call, whether it's on live or on playback. And many times I'm on live, but I listen to the playback. Last week, I called Phil Ernest, who was on 2 weeks ago. I don't know, Ken, if you were on the call that day, but Phil Ernest gave one of the greatest closes, and I started using it the next day, and it increased my closing rates by 20%. And he was talking about the will, and this is what he said, and if y'all have a pen, please write this down, because this is powerful. He asked people in the room to raise their hand if they knew anybody who had passed away recently in their family or a friend, and he would wait until the hands went up. Now, just to give you an example, the day I did it, there were 10 people in the room, 3 raised their hands. The next day, I did another enrollment with 25, and 8 raised their hands. And then you ask, was that a blessing? Or no, how many people, of those people who passed away, how many of them did not have a will? And you ask them to raise their hand, and then he asks, was that a blessing or a curse? And they have always said, I've never had, and I've been doing this now for 3 weeks, and they all said it was a curse. And some of them, you could let them go on a little bit about how it was a curse. And then all you have to say is, you know, when do you think is a good time to get your will done? Most people tell me before I die. And I ask them, when is that? And it has just increased my closing rate tremendously. That, and I want to give you one more closing tip also while I'm thinking about it. When I get to the legal shield, I learned this from Derek Solomon, who used to be a group VP in Pennsylvania when a lot of us group VPs were sitting around a table. Every time I get to the legal shield, I ask people in the room, the enrollees, to take out their pen, and on the top of the legal shield card, I ask them to write this telephone number down, and I read them the telephone number for the legal shield number out of my cell phone, and then I hit the button and I play it for them so that they can hear the how they answer, the recording that answers, and then I explain that we send two attorneys home every night in every state with a cell phone, just like doctors on call, we have attorneys on call. So what that does is they can actually see how our service works. And I'll give you a percentage. That increased my closing rates when I did that. Now, I've been doing that for about a year and a half now. That increased my closing rates 10% when I did that. But this new closing on the wills increased my closing rate by over 20%. It is unbelievable, that closing technique. Going on a little bit, let me talk to you. I was talking about 50 sales to make ED. So I figured this out the other day. If you sold 50 sales on the standard, just selling the standard plan with the legal shield, somebody sells 50 memberships, and you are a director, you'll make almost $5,600. But if you, the next month you'd be an executive director, you're going to make $5,600. Now, if you sold half of those 50 were with identity theft, you'd be making $7,500. So you're really going to keep someone in the game, and you're going to have an associate that's going to stay with us because they're going to be making $60,000 to $90,000 a year. And just remember, just to put those numbers in perspective, the average enrollment at Prepaid Legal is 24 people signing up. So that would be a company with 30 if you had a 75% sign-up rate, or it would be if you had 50 employees and you signed up 24, that would be a 50% sign-up rate. So those are the kind of numbers that I focus on. Next area is really activity, and it's so important that we are all active, meaning making phone calls. I can tell you that I make a minimum of 50 calls a day, or I walk into a combination of calls and walk-ins. Because prospects, whether they're cold or warm, are your inventory. Like if you opened up a grocery store, you have to have inventory. You got to have canned goods. You got to have dog food, cat food, everything that you would need to fill the shelves at a grocery store. Well, our inventory are businesses, so we have got to have an inventory. And the way we get our inventory, and obviously our warm inventory, our warm leads are going to be people that we personally do business with, or if you recruit someone new, whoever they do business with or whoever they know in upper management or in HR, so that you can go and work that business with them, or you need to go to Reference USA and start. I believe you shouldn't go more than 5 or 10 miles away from your own home, and you use Reference USA. I'm hoping that some of the your associates that are on the phone will be coming to Dallas to the boot camp, because I'm going to be teaching how to use Reference USA. I did that at the master training in Oklahoma City, and it's had a lot of requests for me to teach that again. So most of the group VPs don't teach it. I do it live and show new associates really how to build that cold market and then what to do with it and how to work businesses that are only 5 or 10 miles from your home. But you've got to have inventory. You've got to have people to call. And we all need to remember, and, you know, I have the same demons that other people do about sometimes the phone is heavy when you want to go and pick it up. But we have all got to be out there making the calls and remembering that this is not a sprint. It's a marathon. and you need to stay with the marathon, because if you are calling somebody every couple of weeks or once a month, and then all of a sudden you drop out, someone else is going to be calling, and you've already warmed up the market, and somebody else is going to get that lead that you didn't. So, you know, we all have our ups and downs, but the key thing is to stay in the game, because the game is so rewarding. I go back to the fact that you know, we go from 24% commission to 32%, 40%, and 48% commission. That's the commission levels from associate, senior associate, manager, and director. Where can you go and make that kind of commissions on the yearly premium and get paid residual income on the back end? I mean, this is just such a fabulous business. I'm going to give you a couple more things, and then I'll, if you have some time for questions, if anyone has questions, couple things. We live in a, this is some things that I talk about when I sit with a business owner, but I really want to throw them out because it's been really important for my team. Number one, I believe we live in a do-it-yourself society. We have to, today, more than ever, it's our responsibility to know what we need to do, know, and unfortunately or fortunately, attorneys know the best way through the system. 90% of all doctor visits, according to the Center for Disease Control, this is an article that was in USA Today, 90% of all doctor visits are stress-related. What is stress? It's legal and financial. Two-thirds of all medical leave, this is according to the CHH, which is a health research company, two-thirds of all medical leave is for non-medical reasons. So when people use their medical days off, it's not for being sick. Typically, it's legal and financial. When you combine that with the fact that the average worker has to work two days to pay for 1 hour of an average attorney, you can see why prepaid legal access to an attorney through prepaid legal is so important for, on the group side, 56 cents a day to 85 cents a day. So Those are the focus points of when you're sitting in front of a business owner that I talk to a business owner about, because here's the bottom line. Most of my friends that own businesses tell me that they're down to their A workers. They've gotten rid of their B and C workers. So they need to have their A workers working all the time. They can't afford for them not to be at work. So we keep the businesses working, the employees at a company working, and we help with their productivity and safety. So that's pretty much what I have. If anybody has any questions, I'll be happy to answer them, Ken.
Alan, this is Ken. I tell you one thing I was really proud you said is about the product. I don't feel like in the last few years we've got enough training on the product. Of course, I'm a product of the product, as well as always trained. And know in the early days, I don't know if you know it or not, but you had to have 1,000 apps before you could be what's called the director in the business. You had to go to group school, and it was a week long. It wasn't, and it was cut to 3 days long. And always at least a half a day spent on nothing but the contract itself. And I've heard great things about your schools, how you really go after that. Because, you know, if we don't know the product, we really don't know what we're trying to market out there. And if we know the product, we'll get enthused about the product. And once we get enthused about it, well, that's 85% of the sale. Would you not agree?
I agree 100%. And it, just like I was saying earlier when I said about the Legal Shield, write this number, what I'm trying to do now is when I present the product at an enrollment, I'm also trying to show people how to use it. One other tip, and I learned this from Melissa Wilder, and again, I just copy, I'm a copycat. You know, the old saying is as long as you're copying the right cat. And as
Absolutely.
Far as I'm, this is a great cat to copy. And what she says, and if please, anyone on the phone, you need to write this down because this is also one of the top closing thing to do. When you start with preventive legal services, I ask all of the people in the room to take their pen out and write on the top of the first panel, I need advice on. I need advice on. And then so then I say, if a debt collector is calling you while you're at work, that's illegal. If you want it to be stopped, the next time that happens to you, you be polite to the person on the phone. You ask them their name because you want to call them back, their telephone number, and who they work for. You politely hang up, and then you dial your provider firm and say, I need advice on, I need you to help me stop a bill collector from calling me. Here's the information. And by showing people how to use the product, then they start to understand how it works, how easily it works. And another terminology I've been using lately is that there are no deductibles and no copays, because most people think of legal anything insurance-wise, there's a copay and a deductible, and we don't have that.
That's wonderful advice. David Peterman, are you on? Would you like to ask a question?
Mr. Moore, I'm here, and I'm just busy taking notes. Alan, great job.
I mean, did he not do a wonderful job?
Absolutely.
The reason I want him on, I know that our people, we have a lot of great trainers on our own team, but, you know, we like to go outside and get perspective from other people and bring it all in, because I learned a long time ago, if you listen to people, take the good out of everything, you become stronger, and each one becomes stronger. And, Alan, we really do appreciate you, and if we can do something for you or be on a call for you sometime or anything, you feel free to call us, my friend.
Ken, thank you so much. I appreciate y'all, and you're on a great team, and congratulations, and look forward to seeing you, the next convention or sooner, okay?
Sounds great. Now, I'm encouraging everybody to go to that boot camp. We have a lot of people comes, and I hope we have a lot more this year. Thank you, Alan. Now, folks, we're getting ready for the next call. Mr. Larry King got in business 1983, you know, Platinum Four Executive Director. I could go on. He'll be there. He'd be able to give us a lot of good tips. Of course, like I said, a lot of our people, even my son's going on vacation. But I guess we've got to have a little fun, and then we've got to get back down to business. But let's just keep remembering what we always said and what Wilburn always said. And I know Wilburn's passed away, but he'll never pass away in our minds or thoughts or our hearts. Just keep putting God first, and Wilbur was here, he'd tell you that. He and I talked a lot about it in the last days, and putting the family second and putting prepaid third, and this is going to work out for us. So let's get busy, get on the 9 o'clock call. God bless you, and we'll listen for you then.